How are college sports departments recovering from the pandemic? On today's Focus on the Community, my special guest is Sherrard Klintskills, the Director of Athletics at Indiana State University. Today, we're going to talk all things in the world of Sycamore athletics. Good morning, Sherrard.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, not bad. Summer's kind of winding down, and you guys are preparing for a lot of activities on the campus at ISU. And first of all, let me just say I really do appreciate our partnership. It's hard to believe that this year has gone by so quick, but one of our stations, as you know, 105.5 The Legend, WVIG, carries all Sycamore athletic events, and we're proud to do that. And it's been a real pleasure working with you and Seth and Logan and the entire crew, Luke and so forth. When it comes to promoting ISU sports, now we just need to have a bunch of winning teams this year, right?
No doubt. We're very thankful for our partnership, and you're right, and I'm really excited about our teams this upcoming year.
Now, I just lost the memo that you guys had given me earlier. Where did I put it here? Seth, hand it to me. He's back here in the background along with my sports director, Corey Clark, but I want to make sure we talk about some timely things that are coming up. First of all, first football game is when?
Thursday, September the 1st against North Alabama.
And that's going to be a home game on a Thursday night, huh?
Yes, sir, 7 o'clock.
That'll be fun, okay.
Yeah, we're excited. We're hopefully going to have a lot of our students back, and the community will be back, and we're looking to hopefully have some fireworks and looking for a Sycamore victory.
Okay, so that's the first night of football. Now, you've got how many home games this season?
Probably six.
Six altogether. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to get a season ticket, what's the action that they should take, I guess?
Well, our adult season tickets are $60. Faculty and staff, seniors, and iClub members are $55, and youth is $30. Reserve chair backs are available for the season and section F for $20. But I would recommend calling Austin Bishop. He's our athletic ticketing manager, and his number is 812-237-8972. Austin does a great job for us. He's really been a boon for our department.
I see him at Holman Center once in a while with his ticket table and so forth. So
he's on it.
237-8972. Call Austin, and boy, that's a great value for tickets. I mean, you can see a lot of great football action this fall, and it's even cheaper than a tank of gas right now.
No doubt about it. You know, Kurt Mallory does a tremendous job leading our program, and we're just very fortunate to have him lead our program, and so we're really excited for the season.
Any news regarding football that you'd like to share at this point besides the opening game and the season tickets?
You know, no, I just think that, you know, right now we're, you know, real healthy, and we have a lot of players coming back, and we're looking forward to just really getting after it and being competitive in the Missouri Valley Conference. And our preseason schedule, I believe our schedule overall is in the top 10 in the country, so we're playing a very competitive schedule. So our eyes are on the playoff and finish at the top of the conference.
Is there ever an opportunity for fans to watch an open practice at all?
People can come by. Yeah, there's no problem with that at all. Now that COVID is behind us.
Thank goodness, yes, we hope.
people are more than happy to come by and watch our team.
Okay, so get your ISU football tickets. And again, that home opener coming up on Thursday, what did we say it was? September 1st.
Kickoff at 6 o'clock.
There you go, Seth. I got your microphone on, so he's our backup today if we need Seth Montgomery to chime
he's
in.
He's a relief pitcher.
absolutely. Let's talk about the Tried and True Gala. I had the privilege to attend that last year when they honored the Gibsons. Tell the listeners what that event's all about and why they should attend.
Yeah, sure. You know, we wanted to honor all the donors that have given to us over time that have made transformational gifts for the athletic department. And what better people to name it after were Max and Jackie Gibson, our inaugural recipients. And so it's named after them. And so for this year, we're going to be giving it to Bud and Annie Perry. They've done tremendous things in the community, particularly at Indiana State with their grads. Our basketball floor and our arena was given to them through the Oakley Foundation that, you know, allowed volleyball and basketball to be in there. That floor was ancient until they gave us a little over $500,000 to do that.
Wow.
They've also invested on campus, throughout campus. They've done some things. Literally, they've given probably a little over $2 million to Indiana State University, notwithstanding the stuff they've done for the museum here in town and other universities, Rolls Holman, Ivy Tech, and St. Mary's. So they're people that have given transformational gifts for higher education, and we're really proud that they've been very good to athletics.
So if people want to get a ticket, I know just from my own experience last year, they had a nice little cocktail party in the opening entrance at Hallman Center. And by the way, if you've not been to Hallman Center since the extensive renovations, you're missing out. They did a wonderful job with all the changes at Hallman Center, first of all.
Yeah, if they want to get a ticket, right now we've got our website set up. It's gosycamores.com /triedandtruegala. And you have a link to RSVP right there. So we've got all the prices listed out, prices per person, prices per table. It's really going to be a great event. Again, gosycamores.com /triedandtruegala. And that's how they can reach out and sign up. If not, I believe they can contact Mandy Hopton.
Mandy Hopton in our office.
Yeah. And again, a nice meal besides the cocktail party to start things off. And then you get to see a nice presentation. And it's good to see everybody kind of dressed up on that night. Yeah. And makes it a special evening.
Yeah, and I give an update on where we are in athletics. We'll be able to show off our new scoreboard, which we'll talk about, you know, shortly. But one of the things that Greg and Max and Jackie wanted to make sure this was a fundraiser for athletics. And so last year we raised a little over $115,000.
Great.
And so for this year, we're right on track to meet that number and hopefully go over. So it's a really wonderful event to celebrate athletics and the big part it plays in the ecosystem of university.
And the date of the big tried and true gala again is when?
August the 5th.
August the 5th. Boy, that's creeping up on us, isn't it?
Right around the corner.
So get your tickets for that big night, and we hope you can kind of come out and honor the special featured guest. And again, their names again are Bud and Annie, right?
Bud and Annie Perry.
Okay, super. Let's move on. Basketball will be here before we know it. I know with these hot temperatures, we're thinking, oh, it's a long way to winter, but it really isn't, is it?
It's right around the corner. It'll be here before you know it.
So let's talk about basketball this season, both for the men's and the women's. Obviously, last year didn't quite meet expectations, but it was still a first-year coach. Let's talk about him.
Yeah, both coaches were in their first years, and all I can say about that is that they have done more than their due diligence in bolstering their rosters, and I am very optimistic on the product that will be on the floor this upcoming year.
Okay, and first opening game would be when then, roughly, for basketball, for both
Our schedules aren't released yet for basketball, but I do know that our conference season with the new teams is a little later getting that. We'll have that schedule hopefully by September.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, and that seems to be, you have to wait for, I guess, the conference to decide, let alone TV coverage and things like that.
Yeah, for some reason, the Missouri Valley Conference takes a little bit more time, but I do know with the addition of Belmont, UIC, and Murray State, the schedule is going to look differently. But typically, we get it typically right after Labor Day.
Are they going to make like a division kind of setup for the conference now, or with all these teams, or what's
no,
different?
Not a division. We're going to have a conference schedule. We play at least once.
Okay.
But we won't play all teams twice.
Oh, you won't? No. Okay. Okay. So that's the big difference that fans will notice. Yeah. Okay, and then what else will people notice about basketball this year, both men's
and
women?
As I mentioned earlier, the George family was able to donate a little over $2.5 million for us to have a new scoreboard. You know, we have the renovated Holman Center, which is just outstanding. It was missing almost a cherry on the top, if you will, and so this donation allowed us to be able to purchase a state-of-the-art scoreboard that really should change the environment, you know, invigorate the environment for our fans and our student athletes and coaches. I'm really excited to have that in play this upcoming year.
So how big's the video board?
Oh, geez. Big.
Dave, I've been in there over the last like 2.5 weeks as they've started to build the frame up, and they've started to put all the pieces together with the sideboards and the ribbon board and everything like that. Every time I think that the framework is done, the next time I go in there, it's gotten bigger.
Wow.
So it's definitely taken up more than, I would say, 2/3 of what the court size would be right now, and it's just sitting on the floor. So I can only imagine when they actually put the LED panels on it, what it's going to look like when they race it up into the rafters.
And by the way, that voice is Seth Montgomery, the Associate Athletic Director for Communications and also Director of Digital Content. So I failed to introduce him in the opening. So Seth, we want to make it clear who you are, so you're just not like a voice behind Sherrard there, I guess. So really, that was a $2.5 million investment overall, huh?
Yeah, yes, it was.
And
it's just going to set us apart. I believe that our arena is the best arena in the Missouri Valley Conference, and this certainly just seals that deal, having this a nice piece of this nice addition.
I didn't get to go to as many games as I had planned on, but I had a busy high school schedule last winter. But the few games that I did go to, yeah, not a bad seat in the house at Holman Center. It's fun to watch the team play. I mean, I'm just a few minutes away from Holman Center, which makes it nice and convenient. Beats driving all the way to Lafayette or Bloomington or something like that. But right. but for those fans that just haven't been to a game lately in Terre Haute, they're missing a true college experience, competitive play by whoever shows up, let alone the Sycamores. And I just think that if we can get fans in the habit of going back to the games again, you're going to have some lifelong fans.
Well, Dave, you know, it's an entertainment business, and I believe the style of play has a lot to do with it. Obviously, we have a new coach, and his style of play is a lot faster pace. It's you know, a lot of defense, a lot of shooting, a lot of three-pointers, a lot of transitional play. So I think people saw it last year that it can be very exciting, and then sometimes it can be very frustrating. But I think it engages the fans, and really excited about that style of play.
And the Missouri Valley, I think, is picking up respect nationally too.
You know, obviously I sound like I'm a seller, but, you know, I would argue that we're probably the toughest mid-major conference in the country. When you add Murray State, when you add Belmont, when you add UIC to that mix, it really bolsters. Yes, we lost Loyola to the Atlantic 10, but, you know, UIC is ready to fund their program. They're very talented. Belmont's been successful. They've been a perennial NCAA invitation, as well as Murray State last year. So it's going to be tough as ever, and it's a grinding, rough conference, and you got to be ready to go.
You mentioned, too, that sponsorships, very important part of the athletic program. If you didn't have a lot of these corporate partners, it would be hard to attract a lot of the talent to ISU. But let's talk about that a bit, yeah, about the success of fundraising and so forth.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been very fortunate. You talk about COVID. Last year, the year before last, we raised a little over $2.2 million. This year, we almost doubled that at 4.5.
Wow.
This, obviously, the gift of George played a big part of that. But our local community has been tremendous from a sponsorship standpoint. Our numbers beat that. We raised a little bit over $200,000 more from last year from a corporate sponsor standpoint. But our Sycamore alumni and fans are dedicated, and this really shows that. And they're really seeing that the value that we provide, proposition, is starting to pay off. I know that we didn't win any championships in our major sports, but our track and field program won an indoor championship in both men and women. And in the spring, we won a men's championship. Angie Martin's done a tremendous job overcoming those challenges. Our volleyball team won 20 games the first time in over 40 years and finished and qualified for their first postseason tournament. So there's a lot of things that are happening that have the seeds have been planted 5 to 7 years ago. They're now coming to fruition. And our supporters are buying into that. And then obviously football, basketball, women's basketball, all playing a part of that is going to be important. But I'm really thankful for what they people have provided us. And we're going to continue to hopefully continue to do things we do to make them proud of what we're doing in Sycamore Athletics.
And even though you've got some very loyal sponsors in the region, if you've got someone listening to this program right now and they're a fan, but maybe no one has reached out to them, how do they reach out to you to make sure that they can write a check and help support ISU Athletics?
Well, Logan Kidd heads up our sponsoring partnership, and he does a tremendous job. I don't have his information in front of us. I do know his email is logan.kidd@indstate.edu, but he's done a tremendous job. And Danny Placencia is our lead development officer that handles all of our donations. And we can certainly give him his information. It's Danny Placencia. I'm not going to try to spell Placencia right now because I'm going to get it wrong. But those two gentlemen have really done a good job really getting out in the community, getting people involved, and getting people to buy into our vision in athletics.
While we're not going to get into all the different, you know, levels, but a lot of these packages, I'm sure, include tickets. And if you're a corporate sponsor, what a great way to not only enjoy the games yourself, but perk some of your employees and clients and so
Absolutely.
Forth.
We have a suite now that could be a part of the sponsorship.
Hey, talk about that, because that was a great addition to Holman Center. I walked by that and I thought, I'm going to have a party here next season or something.
But, yeah, well, in the past it's been behind the south side of the of Holman Center, but now it's up top. It's a dedicated area that seats a little over three. 300 people there.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it just gives a great view of the court, and it's a good chance to be able to have some spirits, have some great food, enjoy a good Sycamore basketball. And so that is available. And then again, that's through Logan Kid that people can inquire about that.
So basically, you can work with Sodexo to have whatever menu you want.
Yep.
And if you want to perk your own staff or clients or both, what a great way to bring them together for a night of fun at the Holman Center and watch a good ball game.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way to entertain people.
Yeah, so. And it's available for men's and women's basketball games.
Okay, perfect. Yep. So check out that. Yep. And that's another big improvement to Holman Center and what's going on at ISU. We mentioned the Missouri Valley a little bit ago. Big news when it comes to baseball next season for the conference tournament. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to Mitch is, first of all, an outstanding coach and leader of our program. But he wanted to host this upcoming year with the additions of the new teams and everything. And so we're fortunate enough to earn the right to host the 2023 Missouri Valley Conference Championship.
That's super. Yeah. So that'll bring several teams to Terre Haute.
Yep. Revenue, hotels, everything.
Yeah. And that's a big deal. Yeah. So most motels will be filled. It'll be good for restaurants and good for the overall economy.
And a home field advantage.
Absolutely. We'll take that as well. And I like Bob Warren Field. That's a great place to watch a baseball game.
But, you're going to hear some news about some improvements to that here down the line. We've been very fortunate. We're going to have some improvements to that field as well. So we're excited about that. But Mitch does such a tremendous job leading our program. And we've been to two NCAA tournaments in the last 4 years. That's outstanding considering, you know, where we are budget-wise and the competition. I'm on the baseball committee now, and so I'm involved with the selection of the 68 teams in the championship. And so now that I've been in the room, I see how hard it is to get in that large bid for teams that don't win their tournament. And Mitch has done it twice. And I think speaks volumes to, you know, his leadership, his schedule, and the type of talent that comes to play for him.
Sherrard, you've had a chance to be here for how many years now?
Going to my seventh year.
Wow, okay. And you've had not only professional baseball and college sports and your own personal success, but tell us about the experience of being in Terre Haute and leading the ISU athletic department.
Well, I tell you, it's been a labor of love. I really love this university, this community. They have embraced my wife and I, and we just wanted to be able to have the kind of success that we can be proud of, that we can go to Indianapolis and say, you know, we are Indiana State. We're loud and proud. And, you know, our professors, our administration, you know, there's a lot of good things happening here in Vigo County that we want people to come and be a part of. And I really believe athletics is the way that you do that.
Yep.
To be quite candid with you, the more success we have in all of our sports, but particularly men's basketball, the more attention it's going to bring to our wonderful university and our leadership and our professors. And I think it's something that that my wife and I have been really enjoy being a part of. And we just want to make sure that, you know, whenever we do leave, that we leave a lasting legacy in that regard.
The new convention center downtown, that's got to help kind of connect some more activities and opportunities for you to bring fans to the stands too, right?
Yeah, again, it's another way that we can have people come to downtown. I know that that's something that the mayor and Greg Gibson and other people want. You know, we want to revitalize downtown, and what better way to do that than to have a great basketball game and to be able to come out and be able to go to the different, you know, areas to eat. And, of course, with the convention center brings different groups in.
Sure.
Hopefully they'll come to their events and be a part of our stuff in athletics as well. So the whole idea is to Vigo County, Terre Haute is such a wonderful area. We want to get as many people here to recognize that. And again, I really believe that athletics is the vehicle that can happen.
You know, I noticed this last year, they had that first Gobbler Classic for high school sports in basketball, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And they just announced earlier this week, I think 8 games are going to play in one single day at the Holman Center. And I talked to a lot of people that I hadn't seen in a long time. They came down from Daviess County and all over the Wabash Valley. And several people commented, my goodness, I've never been to Holman Center. Yeah. This is absolutely wonderful. And I think the more people come, whether it's to support their high school team, but then they get a chance to be a part of the atmosphere, I better come back and watch the women play or the men play, you know?
The more people we can get to doing events like that, the better off it's going to be for us all, because that is a public facility, and it's just not men's and women's basketball, but there's all kind of events there. And we want people to come to our campus to see, you know, how beautiful the campus is and all the things that are available. So that's a good event, and hopefully we'll continue to do more things like that.
Okay, we've got a little bit of time left. Can you think of anything that's related to Sycamore athletics that perhaps we've not touched on before we wrap up today's interview?
No, Dave, I'll just say, just again, back to the community. I can't tell you, there's been some challenging times the last 3 years because of COVID, racial reconciliation, all these different things. But our community and our student athletes have been resilient. They've continued to support us at a very high level. And so I'm just looking for these next couple years just to establish, you know, some success, sustained success in all of our sports that the community can be very proud of. And again, yeah, I want to get to the NCAA tournament and win conference championships. But more importantly is that that product is strong and that even if we lose, people leave the stadium saying, doggone it, we're going to get them next time.
That's right.
That's how I want them to feel and be ready to come back for us to compete again.
Now, I'm a little older than you, but I remember the Bird era, and that place used to be packed during that last great season, and that was really cool. You know, it wouldn't take much to revitalize Holman Center and to pack the place and to watch some great basketball this
winter. There is no reason why that can't happen. We have a first-class facility now. We have a coach who I believe is going to be dynamic and has shown that he can recruit. Our women's coach, Chad Killinger, is going to be outstanding. All the ingredients are there. Now we just got to kind of sit back and let it play out.
Absolutely.
Which is hard to do, but you still got to sit back.
Now I want to do two things before we wrap up. Of course, a reminder, kind of a selfish reminder, but it's good for those who want to stay connected to ISU athletics. The games are on 105.5 The Legend, WVIG, and you can also stream from anywhere at WVIGTheLegend.com. Seth, for grumpy old lack of technology kind of guys like me, help me understand the Sycamore app. If someone's listening and they want to really stay connected when it comes to the digital options, what should they do?
Yeah, we've got two different options of how anyone can follow digitally with us. We have the March On app, which if you go to either the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, download the app. It provides you with rosters, schedules, live stats. It provides links to the radio station with all of our broadcasts, as well as through our TV and our other channels in which we push out information. It also links to our website, GoSycamores.com, which is where you'll find the most up-to-date information, the day-to-day with our student-athletes, with our coaches, and everything that goes on with Sycamore Athletics. But definitely, if you're looking for it on the phone, I recommend the March On app. I've used it for the first time when I came in back in August. I loved it. I wish we had something like that at my previous stop. But it definitely is a one-stop catch-all where you can just tune in, you can see the photos from the game, you can catch up with live stats, you can listen to the broadcast. And it's just a great job by our staff putting that together, working within to make that such a great opportunity for our fans to just keep up with Sycamores.
Well, I tell you what, I'll round down my sports director, Corey Clark, here soon, and I'll make him download that to my phone. It's like these youngsters know how to do this easier than old guys like me. So,
yeah.
Final thoughts, Sherrard?
Yeah, Dave, just appreciate our partnership. Looking forward to continuing and just all your support. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Sherrard, and appreciate you being on the program today. Sherrard Klinkscales, he is the Director of Athletics at Indiana State, along with his Associate Athletic Director Seth Montgomery in the studio today to talk about Sycamore Athletics. Folks, get out and support the teams. I mean, it's a good local entertainment. You're supporting college athletes who come to Terre Haute to get a good education and to play sports. And the best way for you to show your support is to get out and just watch a few games and follow the Sycamores, and good things are going to continue to happen as the sports program continues to evolve and to improve here in the Wabash Valley. Guys, thanks again for being on the program.
Thanks, Dave.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9 and 99.5, Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend, WVIG, your home for all Sycamore sports, and 7 a.m. on Sundays on 92.7 WFMB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crook. Thanks for listening.